Chapter 1, The Unvanquished Truth. I never had a brain until Freak came along and let me borrow his for a while. And that's the truth, the whole truth. The unvanquished truth is how Freak would say it. And for a long time, it was him who did the talking. Except for I had a way of saying things with my fists and my feet, even before we became Freak the Mighty, slaying dragons and fools and walking high above the world. Called me Kicker for a time. This was daycare, the year Graham and Grim took me over, and I had a thing about booting anyone who dared to touch me, because they were always trying to throw a hug on me, like it was medicine I needed. Graham and Grim, bless their pointed little heads, they're my mother's people, her parents, and they figured, whoa, better put this little critter with other little critters his own age. Maybe it will improve his temper. Yeah, right. Instead, what happened, I invented games like kickboxing and kick knees and kick faces and kick teachers and kick the little other daycare critters because I knew what a rotten lie that hug stuff was. Oh, I knew. That's when I got my first look at Freak. That year of phony hugs. He didn't look so different back then. We were all pretty small, right? But he wasn't in the playroom with us every day. Just now and then he'd show up, looking sort of fierce is how I remember him. Except later it was Freak himself who taught me that remembering is a great invention of the mind. And if you try hard enough, you can remember anything, whether it really happened or not. So maybe he wasn't really all that fierce in daycare, except I'm pretty sure he did hit a kid with his crutch once, whacked the little brat pretty good. And for some reason, Little Kicker never got around to kicking Little Freak. Maybe it was those crutches kept me from lashing out at him. Man, those crutches were cool. I wanted a pair for myself. And when Little Freak showed up one day with those shiny braces strapped to his crooked legs, metal tubes right up to his hips, why, those were even more cool than the crutches. I'm Robot Man, Little Freak would go, making these weird robot noises as he humped himself around the playground. Rrr, 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 like he had robot motors inside his legs, like going, rrr, rrr, rrr. And when this look like doesn't mess with me, man, maybe I got a laser cannon hidden inside those leg braces. Smoke a hole right through ya. No question Freak was hooked on robots even back then. This little guy, 2 feet tall, and already he knew what he wanted. Then for a long time, I never saw Freak anymore. One day, he just never came back to daycare. And the next thing I remember, I'm like in third grade or something. And I catch a glimpse of this yellow-haired kid scowling at me from one of those cripple vans. Man, they were death ray eyes. And I think, hey, that's him, the robot boy. And it's like, whoa, because I'd forgotten all about him. Daycare was a blank place in my head, and nobody had called me Kicker for a long time. Mad Max, they were calling me, or Max Factor, or this one, Butthead in LD class, called me MaxiPad until I persuaded him otherwise. Graham and Grim always called me Maxwell, though, which is supposed to be my real name, and sometimes I hated it worst of all, Maxwell. Ugh. Grim, out of the kitchen one night after supper, whispering to Graham, had shook notice of how much Maxwell was getting to look like him, which is the way he always talked about my father, who had married his dear departed daughter and produced Eek, Eek, Maxwell. Grim never says my father's name, just him, like his name is too scary to say. It's more than just the way Maxwell resembles him, Grim says that night in the kitchen. The boy is like him. We'd better watch out. You never know what he might do while we're sleeping, like his father did. And Graham right away shushes him and says, don't ever say that, because little pictures have big ears, which makes me run to the mirror to see if it is my ears that are big that made me look like him. What a butthead, huh? Well, I was a butthead because, like I said, I never had a brain until Freak moved down the street. The summer before 8th grade, right? That's the summer I grew so fast that Grim said we'd best let the boy go barefoot. He's exploding out of his shoes. That barefoot summer when I fell down a lot, and the weirdo robot boy with his white yellow hair and his weird fierce eyes moved into the duplex down the block with his beautiful brown-haired mom, the fair Gwen of Air. Only falling down goon would think that that was her real name, right? Like I said, are you paying attention here? Because you don't even know how we got to be Freak the Mighty, which was pretty cool, even if I do say so myself.